Hello, my name is Carrie.
And my name's Jen, and on today's show, we're talking about living in the danger zone, so just stay tuned.
Hi, and welcome back to New Every Day. We're so glad that you've tuned in. We are picking up our walk through the book of Acts today.
Yep.
And we had finished off way back when, just before Stephen was introduced on the scene. So today we're going to be looking at what's the setting around Stephen before he actually was martyred.
Yes, and one of the things that's interesting about this passage is that this passage is known as the first Christian martyr. Before this, they had suffered opposition. Christians had suffered opposition, but no one had been killed for the faith yet.
Okay.
And so you might be thinking, well, what about John the Baptist?
That's what I was thinking.
Great question.
Thank you. What
about John the Baptist? Well, what's the difference between John the Baptist and Stephen, in timeline?
John came first.
Well, John, yes! Okay, let's add Jesus.
Also martyred.
Yes!
I'm not picking up
but this is later. I know, but this is how we work through things sometimes. Like, what is the difference? John actually was beheaded before the death of Christ. So they weren't actually known as Christians.
Right.
Like, they were still part of the Jewish faith at that point. Like, so John was beheaded as a prophet of the coming Messiah, right? So still part of the Jewish faith. So he would be considered part of, like,
the Old Testament prophet. He was the last Old Testament prophet.
And so Stephen came after the death of Christ.
Right.
So he was the first Christian martyr who died believing that Jesus was the Son of God.
Okay.
Like, that was the reason why he was...
He was killed for that reason.
He was killed for that reason.
Yeah.
Whereas... John the Baptist was beheaded simply because Herod didn't like what he was saying, right? He was calling him to repentance, just as the Old Testament prophets called people to repentance.
Right.
So that's where the difference is. So if you've ever wondered, well, what about John the Baptist? Well, that's the scoop.
I have wondered that.
So we're going to look at a little bit of this background, as Carrie said first, the setting. Like, what is it that led to this first... martyrdom.
So, do you want me to just jump in and I'll read?
Yes.
Acts 6, verse 8 to 15, just before 7?
Yes.
I will. Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed amazing miracles and signs among the people. But one day, some men from the synagogue of freed slaves, as it was called, started to debate with him. They were Jews from Cyrene, Alexandria, Cilicia, and the province of Asia. None of them could stand against the wisdom and the spirit by which Stephen spoke. So they persuaded some men to lie about Stephen, saying, "We heard him blaspheme Moses and even God." This roused the people, the elders, and the teachers of the religious law. So they arrested Stephen and brought him before the high council. The lying witnesses said, "This man is always speaking against the holy temple and against the law of Moses. We have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy the temple and change the customs Moses handed down to us." At this point, everyone in the high council stared at Stephen because his face became as bright as an angel's.
Very interesting. So I have to be honest, I've probably read that passage at least 20 to 30 times.
Okay.
And it never struck me the similarities between what Stephen was being accused of and what Jesus was being accused of.
Because they brought people to lie. They actually found people to lie against Jesus and against Stephen. And also he spoke about, they accused Jesus of going to destroy the temple and in 3 days build it again.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And same here with Stephen. the argument is around the temple. This man is always speaking against the holy temple and against the law of Moses, and they were concerned about them changing the laws.
Yes. And so that is, and part of what we need to understand is, why should it matter?
Right.
Because we, in the Christian faith, the temple really doesn't have a central part of our faith. We don't think, well, I have to get up and go to temple, or I have to see the temple. Like, but for the Jewish faith, the temple was this, like, it was the center of their identity. That's where right. people were, it had been created for them to go and worship God. People would make pilgrimages to it.
Right.
And what's interesting is these groups of worshipers were coming from quite a distance.
Like Jews from Cyrene, Alexandria, Cilicia, and the province of Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah, Asia.
Like they're trekking. They are trekking. It's a pilgrimage, right? So they are right. coming to be at the temple so they can worship God.
So they had sacrificed a lot along the way then to get there.
Yes. Hmm. Which is very interesting. And so we're going to actually pause right here, and you're thinking, yeah, but we're just getting into it. And I'm like, no, I want you to think about, what is it that I have sacrificed to worship God.
Okay.
All right.
We'll be back.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Hi, and welcome back. Thank you for staying with us on New Every Day. We just wanted to stop and thank our partners who have helped make this show possible. If you go to our website, neweveryday.tv, and click on our partners page, you will see a whole bunch of organizations, businesses who have stepped up and said, yes, we are going to help support this show. And actually, we have a new partner. Jen, maybe you want to speak to that?
Audible is a book, an Audible book. So audiobooks.
Yeah.
Audible.com is a organization that has audiobooks for sale. And that's the very basic way of explaining it. But I have a subscription to them, and it's great because I can go online and I can. I have a membership, so I get a new credit. You need one credit every. You get a new credit every month, and one credit buys one book. And sometimes they have like really good deals. Like I just bought. A.W. Tozer's How to Be Filled with the Holy Spirit. It was like $4. And I was like, yeah.
That's so good.
And the thing is, this is what I love about audiobooks, is when I'm riding my bike or when I'm out walking, I can just put it in. Or when I'm in the car driving long distances, I put in an audiobook and I can listen.
Yes.
And so it's the same as getting the information from a book. Now, I love books. I love the whole touchy-feely thing of books and flipping the pages.
Me too.
But there's something about being in a car and driving long distances when yeah. you don't really have to pay attention because you're on a major highway in the middle of nowhere while you're just going. But when you're listening to something, it's so cool. And why not, you know, fill your mind and your thoughts up with a really good book?
Yeah.
And I actually just posted, and I will forward it along to you guys so you can see it, but I just posted like the 10 top Christian classics and some of those books are on audible.com.
And you've been working through those books actually, like
yes.
you listen to Pilgrim's Progress
and, yes
yeah
and so we really encourage you to, you know, have a look at our partners page, see what's there that would help you along in your Christian faith. And so we encourage you to think about audible.com, and I have thoroughly enjoyed it. And
yes,
so many times I'll come out and I'll be like, Carrie, this is what I'm listening to, and you got to listen to it. And she's like, yeah, I know.
And then they show up later in discussions and sometimes on this show. Like,
yes.
I think consuming lots of books and literature really helps to enhance the way you think.
Exactly, because sometimes you don't have time to sit down and read a book, but if you're a commuter or
cleaning the house,
or yes, a friend of mine actually puts her Audible books on like 1.5 or 2 because there's
like
different
speeds,
and she listens and she just sort of takes it in as she's cleaning or preparing supper, and she just takes it in really fast, and I'm like,
but that means you really talk like this, and once upon a time there was this one.
I know.
Oh, no way.
That so stressful. Anyways, so,
a great resource.
We totally agree.
Yeah.
Get some books, be reading, because it helps just to encourage your spirit and help you walk through whatever it is that you're walking through. And there's so many books to choose from. And they're not, this is not all Christian books. There's non-Christian books and biographies and autobiographies of I want to say regular people who seem to become not regular people. But anyway, so have a look there. But we're going to go back to like the book, which actually began as the first Audible book because it was spoken in the oral tradition. So isn't that interesting? And so we took the Audible version, made it on paper version, and now we're making it an Audible version again.
But I do think there's some... There's a lot of merit, there's a lot of value in hearing the word.
Yes.
Because faith comes from hearing.
Yes.
Right? The Bible says that it builds your faith when you actually hear it. So I think there's even value to reading scripture out loud to yourself, so you're taking it in more than one way.
Yes, I agree. So there's our little
there's
our plug. So important to like reading the word of God and taking it in. And so here we are back in looking at the setting before, what was taking place. And I asked the question, what have you sacrificed for your faith? Mm-hmm. Because, now the reason I asked that question is because it's an ownership idea. It's, I deserve this because of what I have given up, then I deserve to get this. And it's...
Okay. So in relation to like these pilgrims coming,
yes,
they would have given up a lot to actually set the time aside, time away from the family, time away from business, from making money. It would cost them money to travel and then stay in Jerusalem at that time, right?
And the fact that Stephen is probably saying it's not about the temple. It's not about the temple.
And do you think that's what really riled them up?
I think so, because the temple is their identity.
Okay.
And so as soon as you say it's not about the temple, it's about Jesus and the teaching of Jesus, and the fact that it was, when he says, I will destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days, he was talking about himself. Exactly. And you go back to the Samaritan woman in chapter 4 of John, and she says, but you tell us we have to worship in Jerusalem. We have to worship in the temple. And Jesus is like, no, a time is coming when you will worship in spirit and in truth.
And so Stephen had grabbed a hold of that and was trying to share that.
Yes. And so here are these pilgrims who have sacrificed everything to come and worship at the temple.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, it's not about the temple. And they're like,
you mean I just wasted all my money and my time over all these years, and I've been waiting 20 years to come and do this pilgrimage? Or
they would
have to go a couple times a year for the feast, would they not?
Well, now you ask a good Jewish question, of which I am unsure of.
If they were able to go, they were supposed to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And because it was part of their identity.
Right.
But here is this man who is saying no. And so they're getting riled up because the law of Moses says this is what you need to do. And he's saying, yeah, but Jesus is saying that you're to worship me in spirit and truth. It's not about the building.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily even about the identity, the physical identity. Mm. It really is about, do you have Christ in our heart? Like, what is the content of your heart? Is the content of your heart focused on worshiping God, like the true God? Or is it really about, I'm going to do this, 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 and this,
so I can feel good about myself and I know that I've done it and I've achieved this level of spiritual sacrifice?
Yes. And so I've had a couple different conversations, I guess, this week about people who have died, or I want to also say regular people, where they say, but they were a good man, or they're a good man. And so they, you know, that's good, right? And I, in my heart, I'm like, but it's not about being good.
It's not about being good.
It's not about being good. It's not about the things that we do. It really is about what is in our heart, and is that fully surrendered? And if God said, give up everything, would you say, well, I've given up everything to serve you? And even Peter says that, right? He even says, but Jesus, we've given up everything to serve you, so where else would we go? Like, even then, there's this sense of, but we have given up everything. Like, it's almost like...
So now what? What are you going to... What's the kickback?
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? I had a dream earlier this week about not giving up everything.
Interesting.
Because I dreamt... This is so weird. I dreamt I was walking past a wedding. And, like, I'm involved in helping plan a wedding this week. And I felt obligated that I need to give a gift. So I happened to have a gift with me, but I really liked one of the bowls, one of the salad bowls in there. So I like opened the gift and I took it out, but I was like, it wasn't really intended for them anyway. So I'm doing them a favor. So I'm just going to keep this part back and I'm going to tuck the rest and I'm going to give it. And I actually confessed that I took some of it back, but making all these like excuses of maybe why it wasn't just perfect, but held that gift back from the wedding. It was just really bizarre. I'm like, why did I dream that? And, you know, I don't know why, but I've been asking for some insight into that. But if it's not a sacrifice, then it's not a good gift.
No. If it's not a sacrifice or the willingness, the, well, I'm supposed to give this.
Yes.
Well, but what are you giving it out of? And I guess that I think that's what Stephen is getting at here. It's like, are you pilgrimaging to the temple to seek God? Or are you pilgrimaging to the temple because that's just what we do in our culture?
And I also think, I mean, they were concerned that he was going to change the customs Moses handed down to us. And it was the customs and the law at that point, really, in obedience and doing A, B, and C, was their only means of really interacting with God.
Mm-hmm.
There was like this exchange, right?
Yeah.
And he's saying, no, this is totally different. So really, he was kind of like flipping their whole worldview on its head.
Yeah.
And that would get people shaken up. And really, if someone did that to me and suddenly said, what you believe is not true and here's why, here's what you have to do in order to engage with God,
yeah,
even if it's more simple or...
Yeah.
That would be significant.
Yes. And so it's interesting that it says that they secretly persuaded some men to say, we have heard Stephen speak words of blasphemy against Moses and against God. Because it's like, we need to get rid of him. So a wise man once said to me, when somebody says something to you that you don't like,
yes,
don't throw it out. Take it and test it.
Okay.
And so it's like, were they even willing to listen to Stephen, to see if there was any truth in what he said?
Mm.
Or was it just like, you know what, I don't like it, so
I'm
not
going to throw it out.
Yes.
And I think the next part, the sermon, really highlights that
yes,
happened through time.
Yes.
Through the history of Israel.
And so we're going to pause right there. And you're like, but we're just getting into it. And I'm like, I know. But now you're going to have to wait till next week. But we want you to read over that passage. This is Acts 6, 8 to 15. And we want you to think about, why do I worship God? Or maybe you haven't even thought about worshiping God through Jesus yet. And you're like, what does this mean? And it really means, are you willing to surrender your heart to him? It's not about what you do. It's not thinking, but I've done this, 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 and this. But are you worshiping God? Are you willing to worship God out of place of complete surrender?
Right.
Versus, what do I have to do? Well, the doing is the surrender. And then God comes in and meets you there and helps you live the life that he's called you to live, but not because of the fact that you surrendered, because then you start saying, but God, I've given up everything. I deserve this.
Yeah, it becomes about striving.
It comes about striving versus just walking with the Lord. And so we want you to think about that this week. And I believe that's what Stephen was getting at. It's like, what is the content of our heart? Why are we doing this? Why are you doing this? And is it just a check mark off in the box, or do you really worship God from your heart? So
great questions to think about. I'm just going to pray for us and then we will see them next week.
Yeah.
Father, thank you for this reminder of how you change people's hearts, and how you have moved through time, through history, and how your word stands true. And we thank you for the example of Stephen. Would you help us to learn from this what you want us to learn? And I pray, God, that you would be with our viewers and our listeners this week. God, that our ears and heart would be open to you when you want, when you're calling us to maybe worship you differently or with more sincerity. God, because we love you and we know that you have sacrificed everything for us because you love us. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, I just feel like I have benefited so much from sitting here and chatting and being with you all. So thank you, and tune in next week, same time, same place, and we're going to keep this story going. See you later.